It's RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 15th day of January, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. And prepper tip of the day, it's a question. Do you have your night vision? Question, do you? If not, I want to encourage you to get your night vision. You may want to begin with a weapon sight, because you can use a weapon sight as a monocular, but you can't use a monocular as a weapon sight. So that would be a good starting point. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Green with my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy had a very short appearance with us last Monday. He had a medical situation to deal with, and he's back this morning. Good morning, Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy, take your phone off of mute there. Jimmy, take your phone off mute.
Are you there?
I am.
Good. Using a different phone this time because I think the landline is just about ready to die.
Really? Life. How's the landline? I've never heard that term. How does a landline die?
The phone itself.
Oh, the telephone. Oh, okay. Well,
it has a mind of its own upon occasion.
Right. Understood. Well, when I do radio using a telephone, I have a little headset that I plug into the headset jack on the telephone. It gives much better audio quality in that manner. Well, Jimmy, we do a firearms tip of the week, and what would that be to this week, sir?
This time of the year, our tip of the week is going to be lubricating your firearms.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, over the weekend, I ran into a slight problem. Not mine, but one of our friends and customers. He was out doing some skeet shooting with his son-in-law and another individual with the shotguns that they'd gotten for Christmas. And he was just having nothing but trouble off and on with his. And they stopped by here on the way back up to Rosberg, and we were chit-chatting a little bit. So I got to looking at it and cycled it a couple of times, and I noticed it was dragging, and asked him about it, and he felt it and noticed. He says, you know, I didn't notice it, but it's not normally like that. So we got to looking, and what he had done over years on his shotgun, and I know people that have done this on bolt guns and several semi-autos, is they'll just buy any kind of lubricant or grease they can at the local countertop, you know?
Right.
And one thing about rim oil is a great, quick lubricant for guns, but it evaporates. So if you use rim oil on your guns and everything, at the time, it's perfect and everything that you apply it, but if it sets for a week or 10 days or anything like that, it'll evaporate off and leave a slight film. What he had done is he had used an older style gun grease on his shotgun. And the day that they were out shooting, it just so happened to be about 20 degrees when they got out there, and it warmed up into the low 30s. And so his common gun grease had basically turned into paste. It would still function, but it was just very, very slow on everything. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of neat modern lubricants out there. And if you're looking at greases and things like that that you want to run on your guns as a regular basis and everything, of course, everybody knows, John, my favorite is the Frog Lube products.
Right.
And the Frog Lube gun grease becomes part of the metal so that even though you don't see it, it's there. But there are other good, there are good products out there, not just that one. But ladies and gentlemen, make sure you're using a gun grease on it that says all temperature. I found out years ago, much by surprise, that Hoppe's made three different gun greases. And if you read the labels on them, they would give you not so much instructions, but an indication to not use this in extreme cold weather. Or this one, you know, use it in summertime. It could ooze and be messy. So just pay attention to what you're lubing your guns up with, ladies and gentlemen, especially in the case of the semi-autos. If it is below freezing and you're out there and you do have to put game on the table, it really is kind of rotten if things don't functioning quite properly, are they, John?
Right, and a word of warning, never ever use WD-40 on any firearm, any time, for any purpose.
No. If people typically will use that as a lubricant, it is not. It is intended as a product to loosen stuck bolts, screws, whatever. And I think I gave this once before, but I'll give it again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a screw that you're trying to get out and it's seized because of possible corrosion, or if you're taking something apart that the bolts are a little bit seized up, a little corrosion or whatever, the best product that I've ever found is a homemade product. Now, if something happens, if we have something that shuts down the grid in the United States for a long time, and you do any kind of mechanical work, if you've got a couple of containers of both of these items stuck around, you've got a lifetime supply of knocker loose or bolt lubricant or whatever you want to call it, go down to your Walmart and buy your cheapest automatic transmission fluid in a gallon can, and go over to the paint department and buy a gallon of acetone. Stick them both in a nice, you know, a couple gallons won't hurt. They're great barter items. But put them in a nice place to where they'll stay cool in the summer, and wintertime it really don't matter. But when you do have to loosen up a seize bolts or something like that that just wants to give you trouble, say you got to pull down your generators and work on it because something happened. And it's set out there in the shed, and it's gone through time, and you got a bolt that doesn't want to come loose, and if you twist it off, it's going to be hard. Mix a 50-50 mix of automatic transmission fluid and acetone in a metal or glass container. And then drizzle some of that on your bolts. And this works beautiful. I use it all the time on guns, John. I have someone that'll bring one in, and the action screws have never been taken apart. And if they don't ease the first little bit, then I'll take and put a couple of drops. I'll mix some of this up and put a couple drops on there and just let it set for a little bit. The reason I say mix it, ladies and gentlemen, is you can't keep it mixed in a container because the acetone will flash off. It'll evaporate. And the other reason that you mix a small amount at a time is acetone attracts moisture. So if you're in the Ozarks and it's summertime and it's 50-60% humidity, it's going to attract that moisture, and pretty soon you're going to have a 50-50 mix of water.
How about 80% or 90% humidity, Jimmy?
Oh yeah, that sounds like the coast. I was trying to be kind.
Well, we get the picture. We appreciate that, but you know, that's not reality.
Yep. People get irritated when I tell them that they ask me what the weather's like out here, and I'll tell them, "Oh, it's 90 degrees," and they go, "It's so hot." And I go, "Yeah, and about 5% humidity." Dry heat is much more tolerable sometimes.
Up to a point,
but, ladies and gentlemen. Up to a point, yes. If you've got that position where you've got something on your gun and you don't want to break the bolt or the screw or strip it or whatever, lawnmowers, I don't care. 50-50 mix, ATF, and acetone makes the best penetrating oil I've ever seen. Acetone does exactly what it does. It creeps into everything. And its molecular structure is so fine, that's why it evaporates so quickly. And as it does, it takes the ATF with it. And it's perfect lubricant, John. I've never seen it.
And how long? And so you apply a few drops to a bolt that's stuck, and how long would you let it sit before you attempt to do anything?
Oh, maybe five minutes.
That's not long.
No, and I tell folks, I says, if it's a sunny day or whatever it is, set it so that the sun, even if it's cold outside, set it in the windowsill or something so the sun will warm it up. And everybody's familiar on the expansion and contraction of solids due to temperature. And that will help get it in there. But I have demonstrated it at times to guys by dipping a screwdriver in the mixture and holding it on the screw head. And as the drops hit, you can actually watch them wick into the threads. Phenomenal. And I would love to say that I created this, but my dad out in the oil field of West Texas when I was growing up was the first time I ever saw this used. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I saw an email that somebody had used this, had given it as a suggestion. And so it's been around for quite some time, and it works beautifully, ladies and gentlemen. One of the best I've seen it on, and one of the most common places I've ever used it, John, is people that have shotguns with screw-in chokes. The nature of a shotgun, of being out in the rain and the wet and chasing ducks and anything else that moves, or early morning, going through the weeds, the grass and everything with the dew. And those choke threads, ladies and gentlemen, are fine.
They're
most
real fine.
Are around yep. They're between yep. 40 and some of them are even 52 threads per inch. They're very, very fine. Any corrosion at all in those things will lock up that to where your threads will definitely want to gall And that's the main part that stops them, John. Some particle of rust or corrosion is in there, and you go to turn it, and it turns a little bit and then stops. The proper thing to do is to turn it, to retighten it, and put a couple of drops of some kind of lubricant on it, let it set for a few minutes, and then as you rock it, instead of just turning it, rock it back and forth and feel for those tight spots. And when you hit one, go forward, tighten it down a little bit, and then back again. What that is, ladies and gentlemen, is some small particle of either the threads or corrosion that's in there blocks up in those threads. And when it tightens up, it's jamming those threads. If you go ahead and continue to turn it, you're not going to strip it. What you're going to do is it's called galling. It builds real high heat friction on it, and the threads are forced tighter together instead of loosening. And that starts the problem of stripping out threads in something. So say you're taking your screw-in choke out of shotgun, and you're turning it about halfway out, and all of a sudden it sticks. But you can even put rim oil on it at that time, whatever. Put a little bit of lubricant on it, and God help me, I don't believe I'm saying this, John, but if it's a half two case and all you got is WD-40, put a couple of drops on it, but wipe it off as soon as you're done. But work it back up, tightening it up. The purpose is, ladies and gentlemen, you want to have a little bit of lubricant on there. It's dry, and that's what causes the galling. And you rock it back and forth, and you continue working it out. Every time it sticks, turn it in a little ways, put a couple of drops of lubricant on it, rock it back and forth, and continue on. Never, ever, and this is with screws, choke tubes, anything, if you're removing the screw or the bolt and it stops before it's out, turn it back in and put some lubricant on it. You'll save yourself all kinds of headaches.
And a lot of expense,
because I tell you what, a stuck screw-in choke on a shotgun is practically an impossible task to safely remove. Typically, the only real fix on them is to cut the end of the barrel off and dress it, turn it, and rethread it. So when you are changing out choke tubes, if they're the screw-in type, take and put just a dab of, again, I'm going to recommend the frog lube grease, but put just a dab of gun grease, not door grease, not automotive grease, not wheel bearing grease, but gun grease on those threads when you screw it in. And believe me, it will save you headaches in the future. Most people screw the choke in, they don't ever change it out, unless, of course, you're one of these professional skeet shooters or something. And those guys change them out practically for every different event. But that's our tip of the day today, John.
Okay.
Is grease.
All right. Well,
and getting
that's
screws
a good one.
Loose.
That's a good one. If you got a question or comment about firearms, we got Firearms Monday here. Call numbers 800-313-9443. Okay, lots going on in the firearms industry, as always, isn't there, Jimmy?
Oh, yes. The first of the year, all kinds of gun laws coming out. There are a couple of cities out there. I made some notes over the weekend, listening to different shows and things that I'd read and everything. But
hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. We have a break. We'll be right back.
the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th day of January, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. You have a question or comment for us? This is Firearms Monday. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jimmy, January is when the SHOT Show happens, of course. It's the biggest trade show for the firearms industry up in Las Vegas. And many companies hold off announcing new products to make their introduction at the SHOT Show, don't they, sir?
Oh, yes, sir. I've had several people over the years asking if we were going to have a table or anything at SHOT Show, and boy, I wish we could. I'd love to just show off some of the stuff that we play with. But this is the month. I've already started getting notices on from some of my suppliers and things on visits at SHOT. Our booth is numb. Now, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, several of you have been to gun shows at least once. You've been to Christmas craft fairs with your wife or better, and imagine that on steroids.
Yeah. Well, what you need for the SHOT Show, what you need for the SHOT Show is a map and a plan.
Yeah.
If your plan is I'll walk around and look at stuff, you're not going to see what you need to and want to. You need to decide what's important to you, make a plan, map it out so you're not crisscrossing back and forth, because otherwise it's just too much, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's like one of my distributors come see us at SHOT, and their booth number is 3234. 3,234.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this place covers a little bit more than, I think, 3 acres. And it's in two separate buildings. And I think this year it might be in three. But John is absolutely correct. You can go to the, if you Google SHOT Show map, it'll take you to the webpage, and it will show you a map, and there will be, all the booths will be numbered, and there will be an index on the side, alphabetical. And say, for example, you want the Remington booth. And you go down to the R's, you find Remington, and it will give you a number. Now, this I found out from experience. The number, let's say they're tables. And what they do, their booth is not numbering the location precisely. It's also tables. Sometimes they'll have two or three booths together.
Is it a, excuse my ignorance, Jimmy, but is it a standard 10 by 10 foot exhibit space for each one of these?
No, actually there at SHOT, I think it's 10 by 15.
10 by 15, 10 wide, 15
deep? Yes, And that's why corner booths are primo.
Well, you get two sides, and many of them buy two and three, and places like Remington, Winchester, they'll actually have a display maybe 40 by 40 feet, won't they?
Exactly. And you're not at a gun show. You're looking at the table, and the people are behind the table. At SHOT, you may have three tables with the center one removed, and you'll have stuff and people at the front two tables, but then you walk between the tables, and it's just like walking into a display at Gander Mountain or Bass Pro Shops or anything like that. You're going to have racks, you're going to have wall displays, everything, and walk up and look at it and discuss the items. They're going to be heavily manned, but what I was going to tell you, looking at that map, it can get confusing sometimes because it'll say like booth, let's say booth 2900 and booth 3455. The reason for that is one booth is on one aisle going one way on a corner, and it goes all the way across the end cap to the other row going down and down that side. So the booth on one side is in the 2900s, and the booth on the other side, which are actually connected on an end cap, is in the 3000s. And because they number these up and, you know, all the way to the end, over and then back, and then you've got the wall around the edges, yes, you have to have a map. And the most important thing, now John was talking last week on the importance of map and compass. Orient that map as to the way it is set up. Bottom break.
Oh, we have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back and get to our caller. Stick to him.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th of January. Something at my website I haven't mentioned in a while, my website being thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. But scroll down the left side and you'll see in bright red letters, the Gulf Stream has stopped. These are archives of two radio shows I did with Dr. Bill Deagle back in 2010. And he and I were interviewing Dr. Luigiani Zangari, PhD scientist living and working in Italy, along with other PhD scientists in Europe and the United States, on doing nothing but working on the Gulf Stream. When the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, that changed everything. It literally changed everything in terms of weather in the Northern Hemisphere. You need to listen to those two interviews. Dr. Zangari doesn't speak great English, but he speaks okay English. You can understand what the man's saying. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners and mattress pads. We have everything in stock. Everything's in inventory, ready for immediate shipment. Energy cleaners to help you with arthritis pain. Almost everybody with arthritis gets relief, by the way. Joint pain, back pain, you'll probably get relief. Not getting a great night's sleep, you need an energy cleaner. We're now offering, as of 15 days ago, a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So check them out at my website, thelibertyman.com. Make your decision on the energy cleaner and the mattress pad to fit your needs. Make your purchase, and I'll get it shipped out to you the next business day. This is my home business. I'm the guy that boxes them up. I pack them up and get them to the Cherryville Post Office. We do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Need to send a check. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, this is Firearms Monday. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Our next caller is Steve in Pennsylvania. Thank you for holding, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Steve. John, good morning. You were talking about putting your guest, I don't know his name, but you're talking about putting the chokes, reinstalling them. Did you ever use a thing called anti-seize compound?
Yes, I have. Compound. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm saying, okay, and it's a messy thing, okay, you use it to put spark plugs in and this and that, and it, you know, but you put it on, like, the first three threads, and it's messy. It won't wash off of your hands or anything like that, but it's a nice, it'll come out, and what you're saying, you screw it out, you screw it back in, screw it back out, but if you put an anti-seize compound on there and you get the threads coated, you know, take a Q-tip. Well, you don't want to put a whole big glob on it because it'll be all over your fingers, and it's hard to get off. It'll release that choke. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Most of your anti-seize compounds have some graphite in them, and they're suspended in a petroleum base on it, and yes, it does work, and yes, you're correct. It does get very, very messy very quick. You were right when you started to say
it's
it
not so messy.
Yourself.
Yeah. People have a tendency to put much of it on.
Here's a helpful hint, Steve and Jimmy both, and everybody listening for these messy jobs. Get yourself a box of 100 examination gloves, what I call surgeon's gloves. They're very tight-fitting, that you can do fine work with fine parts, messy stuff, sometimes toxic messy stuff. And when you're done, you just peel them off and throw them away.
Oh yeah.
You're 100% right. But when you guys are both mechanics and everything, and it's like, hey, you don't have time to play with it. You know, you can go out and get a Q-tip and put it on and this and that. Well, you don't baby a job. It is like you said. And basically, what you're doing, you were telling people, I was listening, and I'm sure other people are listening too. And what you say, you take it out, when it stops, you screw it back in. That's the same way as tapping a thread. Until you get that little blister out of there and you're tapping threads with a your choke or whatever, your shotgun. You and I know this, well, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But yeah, you're talking to basic tapping.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's helpful, Steve.
Thank you.
And very helpful.
Hey, and I wrote this formula down there. We heard this one with the acetone and the transmission fluid. I'm going to have to try this. Ah, yeah. It works right. And like you say, the acetone will break off real quick. It'll breathe out or whatever. Yeah. I've used many looseners and everything. I used to use Coke syrup. Yeah, you know, go down to the drugstore and buy that to loosen up threads. Did you ever do that?
Nope. I believe I've never seen that one.
Well, yeah.
I've used green batteries before.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm retired from the business and everything, but yeah, I'm just saying this Coke syrup will take out. No, I'm not saying it will anymore because I haven't used that for, 20 years. But I'm telling you, we used to loosen up, and I was working on aircraft and this and that. And, yeah, anyway, but I'm just saying, and what I do with my chokes on my guns, I put a little just a little ribbon around there. It's a thin coat. You don't want to get too, and it's like, you're right, John, put rubber gloves on. I never thought of that. But being a mechanic, you just don't want to put gloves on, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, it's a part of a generational thing there. I'm noticing a lot of professional mechanics under age 40 are wearing these thin, tight-fitting gloves these days.
Yeah, you're right. I took my car out. Guy comes out with his rubber gloves on, and I'm going, oh, man.
The first time I
have to clean his fingernails out, right?
Well, first time I saw that was at 50 years ago at Fort Bragg, where one of the guys in the sports car club was a dentist. And I thought to myself, yeah, I don't want my dentist having this grease under his fingernails. I'm glad he's wearing gloves.
It's like my dentist. You got to kind of be a mechanic, and he was, you know, yeah, I never thought of that. But yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying, you know, and I got to find a hardest screw to try this acetone and transmission fluid. You say it's got to be APF?
Yeah, it's ATF, automatic transmission fluid.
Yeah, well, there's two brands. There's the Chrysler and there's a GM.
Either one works.
Okay, Doc. Hey, well, I learned something today.
Well,
all right.
Glad.
And I've got all, like you said, they're a household chemical. Well, they're not household chemicals, but yeah, I've got all this stuff. Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, spread a little of the anti-seize compound on there, and you don't want to go hog wild, or it'll be all over. Instead of having a blue shotgun barrel, you'll have a silver shotgun barrel. Right?
That's what you're saying, yep.
But it takes up.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, it's nice talking to you guys. And have a good one.
Thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger.
All right, bye.
Appreciate your call. Call number is 800-313-9443. Okay.
John, I just got an alert email that came in from Remington. I'm looking for the date on when this recall happened. But hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, you hear it first on John's show on a Monday morning. Remington Model 700 and Model 7 rifles with the, what do they call the trigger? The XMP trigger. Now, first off, ladies and gentlemen, if you got a Model 700 or a Model 7 for Christmas, for your birthday, you want to look at this. The manufacturer date. Oh, yeah, this is a real narrow manufacturer date, John. May 1st of 2006 to April 9th of 2014. First way to tell if your rifle is involved in the recall, if your trigger is ribbed, has the little grooves on it and everything for better trigger purchase, you don't need to worry about it. If it's the smooth trigger, which is the XMP trigger, then... everybody have your pens and paper. If you don't have one, get one. And after the next break, I'll give you the phone number to call.
Okay.
But
all right.
What they're saying, John, is with this, there are certain ones in this area that can unintentionally discharge. You've got the rifle ready to shoot, and you're unsafe, and you're out walking through the woods, and your game pops up. You can take the safety off, and it can unintentionally discharge without ever touching the trigger. Or if you don't have the safety on and you're walking, it could just go off.
That's really scary. After the next break, get us that phone number after the next break. Our next caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning,
John. How's our friend today?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jimmy. It almost sounds like you were using my previous shotgun problem with the interchangeable chokes as a case study. I actually ended up electing to take my shotgun to the gunsmith and have him get the jam choke out, which he did, and preserves the threads, and the chokes are now all interchangeable. But he said he did have to soak it for a number of hours, you know, with the penetrating oil and subject it to some heat to get it out of there, and he did a great job, because I would have, you know, been using things like channel locks and stuff like that to try not to bung up, the outer surface of the choke and that sort of thing. So, but actually, I was sort of going to disagree with your previous caller just a little bit on a couple things. Sounds like he's a mechanically experienced guy, and he's talking about anti-seize compound and stuff like that. But the penetrating oil, you talk about the acetone and transmission fluid. Yeah, first you have to get the threads penetrated, so the anti-seize compound doesn't do you any good until you get it out. And maybe you put a little of that there, you know, as a preventative when you put things back together. But, and while it's true that by going back and forth, you know, with the screw or the bolt or the choke, it is sort of like a tapping technique, but I would point out that a tap's a little different. A tap is, you know, makes a very precise, tolerances, and it's made of a hardened steel. It's designed to go in there and cut through whatever is in those threads. When you're in the midst of the problem and you're trying to get out the choke or the bolt or whatever, what was the term you used about how the threads can wind up tighter?
Galling.
Galling, yeah. Galling. Yeah, so you're trying to avoid all that stuff, and you've got two similar metals, the metals, you know, the same, and you have to be really careful. So it is similar to tapping in the sense that you're trying to be careful and loosen things up and get it out. And once you do, then you're in great shape. You can run a tap through there and clean out those threads and lubricate it. And if you run the other thing through the die, you know, you use the die to clean the threads and taps. And then, you know, but the taps and the dies, again, those are designed to cut through the problems, and they're only of use when you have them apart. So, you know, it's, I hate problems like that, and I was very glad that, my gunsmith was able to save my little nostalgia piece for me, you know?
It always works. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Glenn's very right. If you start a project like that and quickly or sometime into it, it seems like you're running into problems and you're not sure, Glenn did the right thing, called his gunsmith, talked to him, took it down there, and let them play with it. Not all gunsmiths are miracle workers, but I tell you what, especially your elder gunsmiths, they've seen practically everything at one time or another. Now, that's not saying that they're all great, but, you know, it's at least with them doing the job and everything, they'll keep you posted and let you know what's going on. There's also, and I've got to find out what it is, the name of it again, John, but it's available at O'Reilly Auto Parts and some of the other auto parts. If you've got a nostalgia piece like Glenn's talking about and it's got rust all over it, there's a product that they sell, and it's a rust remover, but you mix it. I can't remember the proportions or whatever, but you mix it with water. And my friend Dave introduced me to this several years ago, and it's just an amazing product. But he took a piece of 2-inch PVC, about 3 feet, 4 feet. I think his is about 3 feet long, maybe a little bit longer because some of them were with actions on them. But glued a cap on the end of it, and you mix this stuff up and put it in that PVC pipe, because it's a dip tube is all you're making, and slides this barrel in action or whatever's rusty down in there and let it set overnight, and you pull it out and hose it off and clean it, and it just does a marvelous job of removing rust without damaging the metal. We've all taken steel wool or seen some guys take a wire wheel, which just makes me cringe, to rust on a barrel or on a handgun or something. And, yeah, it removes the rust, but, oh, God, it destroys any finish that was left around it. So I will work on getting the name of that product and have it for everybody next week.
That would be great.
But it does a marvelous job. And for Glenn, for restoring your product and everything, that would have been the perfect thing for your rust tonight.
Yeah, well, it wasn't rusty, actually. The choke itself was just jammed. It was a Higgins 105. It was like a knockoff of a Model 5 or something. And
Higgins.
There are scads of those.
Those are classic guns.
Yeah, it really is. Go ahead.
Around, and they're very reasonably priced, yes.
Yes, exactly. They're very, very functional piece. They sold tons of them, and they're available for like just over $100. All right, guys, take care. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th of January. Let's continue, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. Take it off mute.
Okay, it's off mute now. Oh, twice in one day. Okay. We were talking about the Remington 700 and Model 7 rifles, this recall on the trigger. Hopefully everybody has got your pen and paper out. Thing is, if you don't have one, but your gun shop may not know about this. It's a good idea to copy down the number and let them know what it is, and then they can check into it and then put up appropriate notices for your customers and their customers and everything. But what Remington wants you to do is to get your serial number off the rifle and then call this number, 1-800-243-9700. Hit prompt number 3 when it answers, and then prompt number 1. You can call them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Eastern Standard Time now. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's great that they're stepping up and they're notifying about this. And, again, the way to determine if your rifle is one of the ones involved, if it has the grooves on the trigger that is not involved in the recall, if it is a smooth trigger, then that's the one involved in the recall. Also, one other thing, some of these were corrected from the factory before they went out. And rather than, if you've got a corrected one, rather than waste the time of calling them, getting the shipping label and sending it back and everything, if you turn the rifle upside down to where you can look at the bottom of the rifle where the trigger goes into the stock, on the front of the trigger, there is a small square pad that you can see just in front. It's part of the trigger. If there is a punch mark on that pad in the front of the trigger, the rifle's already been fixed, John. So,
and I presume that Remington would have records of all the serial numbers as well, of what's been done and what has been done.
Exactly. So, first thing, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you gave one of these to your dad, your granddad, your son-in-law, your son, daughter, whatever. Let them know. Get the serial number. And, again, that phone number is 1-800-243-9700. When it picks up and starts talking to you, hit prompt 3. Let it go through its deal and start talking again, and then hit prompt 1. And Remington, they'll get right on it with you and decide whether or not you're involved. If you are, they'll send you a pre-addressed packing label. You can pack up the rifle and ship it out to them. And then, this is an interesting part, ladies and gentlemen. John and I discussed this before.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We got a break.
Yep.
We have a break. We'll be back after the break.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic.